Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RLM?
Yeah,
it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Global Happiness Specialist and Inner Peace Practitioner, Oracle Student, Teacher. The list goes on and on and on. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for listening to the show. The show is growing organically. Don't ask me how, but I really appreciate the new listeners. And thank you for the emails and the questions. I love questions. You can send me an email at rln@rebeccanorrington.com, rln@rebeccanorrington.com. And the number to call in today if you want to ask your question is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. Ooh-wee! Well, what kind of show? What reality? The happiness specialist. Well, this show, let me ask you a few questions. On a scale from 1 to 10, how important is happiness in your life? Only you can answer that. On a scale from 1 to 10, how much is happiness? What? How important is happiness in your life on a scale from 1 to 10? Sometimes I just start talking and nothing I say makes sense. Sometimes I catch it and sometimes I don't. But yeah, on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is happiness in your life? And before I go on, let me share with you my definition of happiness, because it could be different than yours. My definition of happiness is the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens in this life and regardless of what doesn't happen, regardless of what I'm experiencing and regardless of what I'm not experiencing. Makes sense. Happiness is like any other practice skill. Happiness is a practice skill, and I cannot stress that enough. When I say it is a practice, that means anyone can practice. Anyone can experience more happiness when you commit and you make happiness a priority. And for all my lovely people that are interested in serving the world and serving the planet, your energy serves in any moment. Your energy, your vibration is serving the planet in every moment, in every present moment. So your vibration is your contribution. So are you vibrating peace? Are you vibrating anger? Are you vibrating sadness, resentment, annoyance? How about fear? How about the depression? So your vibration, and let me just say this. Oh, there's just so much to share. Your vibration is your responsibility. How about, you know what, I'm getting ahead of myself, but I was just going to say this. How about practicing not labeling the feeling, not labeling the emotion, and just saying, I'm feeling like this. Or scratch that, I'm feeling this. That has helped me. Oh, I'm angry. Oh, I'm annoyed. Oh, I'm irritated. No, I feel this without a label. That's just one small hint. Let me just get back to the topic of the show, because you know I could, you know I could just get off in a second. So what is your definition of happiness, my dear audience? My definition of happiness, again, is to be at peace regardless of what happens. That means that when life is hitting you with the worst storms, air quotes under worst, when life is hitting you with its storms, and we all get hit with the storms, how are you vibrating? What's your energy? Does your energy change based on the external? Does your peace go away based on what happens outside of you? This peace that I'm talking about, this internal peace, when I say happiness is a practice skill, it is also a state of mind. It is a vibration. It is a vibration of peace. It is the same vibration of contentment, a vibration of being feeling balanced, a vibration of satisfaction, meaning a vibration that it doesn't matter what's happening out there. I'm vibrating satisfaction because I'm vibrating satisfaction. I know the truth. I know that these moments that I wouldn't necessarily want to experience, I know that all moments are here to serve me. I know it. I believe it. I trust it blindly. So when I asked you that question, who's subtracting? What's subtracting from your happiness? It's nothing external. Hold on a second. Let me find my, because I wrote this out. Let me just find it. Okay, here we go. The struggle is always internal. All the suffering just comes from thinking that something needs to be different than what you're actually experiencing. Something needs to be different. Something needs to change. I don't want to experience this. So that when I talked about the vibration of satisfaction, it's not taught. It's not taught to vibrate being satisfied, that feeling of being satisfied. No, what's taught is, what's programmed is, this isn't enough. This moment is not enough. I need more in this moment. And when I say it's taught, it's a program. Let's get right to the topic, which is the topic of thoughts. Now I have to, I printed something out and I have to walk in. This is reality spirituality. The reason why I came up, I'm just walking and talking. The reason why I came up with this topic, scratch that. I was inspired to talk about this topic of the truth about thoughts, is because yesterday I saw a post on Facebook, and I usually don't read other people's posts. It's just very rare. Maybe once a week, people that I'm in groups with, I look and I look at different posts, but not too often at all. But yesterday, happiness specialist, I'm going to say triggered, but triggered in a good way. Triggered to stimulate. How do I explain, or how do I share my view, and again, my perspective on what thoughts are. That I was triggered to share with you and to capsulize my beliefs about these thoughts, because there's a lot of explanation about thoughts. Well, the explanations are forever. We know that we have over 75,000 thoughts a day. It could be more. But thoughts are just continuous, ongoing. And I've been practicing this peace and happiness and contentment and all this for years. And with all of that, I have never, even to this day, I have never been able to control or to direct or to change thoughts that just pop out of the blue, pop up, just randomly pop up from looking outside into the yard and looking at the trees and the rocks and the lizards, looking outside to, wow, there's a dirty dishes in the sink, to I didn't get everything done on my to-do list yesterday. I mean, the thoughts just go from A to Z all the time, nonstop. And so with that, I mean, when I say decades, I'm talking about at least 4 decades of noticing, studying, what are other experts in this field are talking about. In fact, one of my favorite referrals, references, is in the first book that I wrote, Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. I talk about the mental laws that were explained in detail by Barbara Berger. You can go online, you can download it for free. Barbara Berger, she's originally from America, but now she lives in Denmark. The mental laws. And so it talks about what the mind does, what the mind does throughout the day. And if you're like me, maybe you are, maybe you're not. And again, this is my perspective. This is what I'm going to share with you is what works for me. If you have found, and this is with anything that I share or anything that I teach, if you have a different way that works for you, amen, brother, sister, amen. Because one thing I am not going to do is go back and forth and say, my way is the only way or my way is the right way. No, this is trial and error. And this is in what I explain is what works for me and what has worked for me and what has taken me to a place or continues to take me to a place where I am experiencing more peace. I am experiencing that vibration, especially when this outside world just keeps, it seems like fire, another fire, another fire, another fire, another fire. But isn't that life? About, hey, that's life. That's what life does. So let's get back to the thoughts. So I was, okay, back to me being triggered. So I was on another person's site, and there was a video that you have to watch this video, that you must. And it was only 12 minutes, so I started to watch it. And the title of the video, it's on YouTube, the title of the video, and I'm not remembering exactly. Oh, you can manifest anything that you think about, or manifest anything with your thoughts, something to that nature. Manifest the world with your thoughts. And if it sounds like I'm poo-pooing it, you're reading into it right. So that triggered me because that manifest anything with your thoughts, I get it. I totally understand it. And so I wrote, I was able to put down on or write down on paper what I really believe. Now, again, I could be off. It's going to be up to you to decide, up to you to choose, up to you to feel that if this is going to work for you. Now, so it's my perspective. And I wrote this out yesterday, and it starts with, I'm sorry, but I don't buy into the manifest anything you want with your thoughts programming. I don't buy into the manifest anything you want with your thoughts program. Why is it that people are only able to manifest what money can buy? A house, a car, a trip. Why is it that when people talk about manifesting, it's only it's manifesting something that anyone could buy. So that's a clue for me. So my question is, who's manifesting a cure for cancer? Who's manifesting a cure for COVID? Who's manifesting with their thoughts growing any taller? Who's manifesting with their thoughts, I want to grow 3 inches taller, I'm going to manifest that? Who's manifesting a new star or a new planet? So why is it this manifest with your thoughts, why is it that we can only manifest something that anyone can pay for? That smells suspect to me. Maybe it doesn't smell like suspect to you, but it smells fishy to me. Fishy, fishy, fishy. Fishy that smells that a fish has been sitting out on the sand for the last week. That's how fishy that smells to me. But I don't know. And again, I'm not going to argue it. I'm just asking the question. Why is it when they say manifest anything you want with your thoughts, why is it we can only manifest what we can purchase? Anywho, so let me go back to what else I wrote. I said, no, the ego, the mind, wants you to believe you have the power to manifest anything you want. The truth is you will experience and receive whatever you are destined to experience and receive. The truth is you will experience and receive everything, anything you are destined to experience and receive, period. And that's it. And as far as the thoughts are concerned, and that's just what the mind does, engage in endless, endless, usually negative, usually thoughts that don't paint me in a good light. I mean, if I believed my thoughts, boy, oh boy, I wouldn't be friends with me. So the endless thoughts is usually negative. And so my practice, what I practice is just to witness, because I have not been able in 40 years to eliminate negative thinking. I don't know about you. So my practice is just to witness the thoughts without identifying with them, without saying those are even my thoughts. No, they're just collective thoughts. And there is absolutely no thought that is new under the sun. There is absolutely no thought that has not been thought about decades, centuries, millions of years ago. So these thoughts are not new. And that's going to bring me to another point, which I didn't write out, but that's going to bring me to another point. If you really want to be technical, thinking and just random stories and thoughts are two totally different things. Thinking, when I say thoughts, that inspiration, that's when you are in this creative state where you're inspired to write out a quote or you're inspired to come up with a new recipe. That is what thinking, well, you know, I'm getting a little bit off the course here. That's how I describe thinking. These random cloud-like in the thoughts, grab it and identify with it. Oh, you're a procrastinator, grab it. Oh, that's me. No. Those are random cloud-like, they come and they go constantly. I wake up with those random thoughts. And I haven't been able to control, again, I haven't been able to control and or eliminate. I used to resist them. No, it's all about acceptance. The practice is acceptance, even the acceptance of these thoughts, of these, quote, negative thoughts about self. Why? Because consciously I know the truth. Number one, I know that the thoughts are not me. I know that they're not my thoughts. They are collective. In other words, I do not identify with anything in my head that is, and especially, which is usually most of the time, especially this negative ego, critical thinking entity. The other thing is my thoughts, whatever I'm thinking, scratch the my thoughts. Thoughts, whatever thinking, turn into one word, two words, three words, turn it into a story. So now thoughts, are there's a story around the thoughts. And there's usually a story, and we talked about this last week, when you say because, now you know why you're feeling a certain way. So the thoughts turn into stories and turn into, do I believe the stories? So the thing about thoughts is, and the stories is, I am not going to allow, scratch the allow, I am not going to say that the reason why I'm feeling this way is because of a story or because of a thought that's in my head. That's not why I'm feeling A, B, C, or D. The reason why I'm feeling this, or it's, I'm not going to say this way, the reason why I'm feeling this and feel and practice eliminating the labels. The reason why I'm feeling this is just because it's time. The thoughts that turn into stories, that turn into reasons, that turn into reasons why, no, are all suspect. The reason why, and I've used the example of the volcano, but the reason why the volcano erupts, it's only because it's time. The reason why the birds migrate, it's because it's time. So whatever you're feeling, it's because it's time. It's the thoughts and the stories that are going to say, I'm feeling this way because, and I'm here to tell you, the feel, this isn't my saying, this is Guy Finley's, the feel is real, but the why is a lie. The feel is real, whatever you're feeling is real, but attaching a story to it is all ego. And one of the things that I'm on this ego is, the only reason the ego has power and the only reason thoughts have power and the only reason that something outside of my internal self has power is because I've given it power. Yep, that's power. Yeah, I'm gonna let the thoughts ride me out through the whole day. I'm feeling depressed. I'm gonna sit there and let the thoughts just let me sink deeper and deeper and deeper into depression. And I'm here to tell you that the emotions, without the labels, you will feel all different types of ways throughout the day. You could be feeling light and easy and content at 10 o'clock a.m. and feel like crap at 6 p.m. And that's just life. But the thoughts and the stories that the reason why I'm feeling like this, that's the disconnect. Let me get back to what I said, my thoughts. So your thoughts, If you allow that your ego to dictate how you're going to feel because of your thoughts, there you go. I feel this way because. My perspective is my vibration and my energy dictates and determines how I feel. Not my thoughts, not the stories, my energy. Am I vibrating a peaceful energy? Am I vibrating an energy of contentment? I love that word, contentment. Everybody knows contentment. Thoughts do not have power unless you believe they have power. And the majority of the thoughts are ego-driven, and that's why my practice is to starve the ego, is to recognize the ego. Oh, really? And to have fun with it and to play with it and say, can you think of something else? Can you think of something else that I'm doing wrong, that I'm not attending to? Can you think of something else that's going to try to make me feel like like I'm a loser. I mean, come on. I have the same type of thoughts. But when you know the makeup and you know the author and you know the truth about the thoughts, and when I talk about the ego's job, the ego's only job is to make me feel, is to criticize me and make me feel as bad about myself and as bad about this life as possible. That's its job, and it does it very well. It needs a raise. It's doing it. It really does a great job. Used to do a great job. Used to do a great job. I am not my thoughts. I haven't been able to eliminate them, but I know that just because I think it doesn't mean I have to believe it. Just because I hear the thoughts I view them like clouds. You see how fragile clouds are? Poof, they're gone. Poof, there's nothing of substance. Thoughts are nothing of substance. Clouds. Try to jump off of a plane into a cloud and see where that gets you. there's no substance there. So I like to think about thoughts just like clouds. Poof, from one to another, but there's nothing to hold on to. Just clouds, floating around in my head. But that's it. That's all the attention. That's all the power. There's zero identification. Just clouds floating. And I have conversations with those floating thoughts all the time. Oh, another story. Up. Oh, wow, that sure is creative. Up. Oh, never thought about that bad a thought. I mean, come on. You know how tricky these thoughts in the ego can get, and mean and dark. Happens to me too. But there's no identifying with them. Thoughts are just like words. When you give them power, when you believe they have power, guess what? You're going to act like they have power. You're going to behave like they have power. And the other thing that triggered me with this video about manifesting anything you want with your thoughts, it was replacing the negative thoughts with positive thoughts. Replacing negative thoughts, in other words, that's my job. Now I have a job. To replace my negative thoughts with positive affirmations. The reason, in other words, just take out, oh, that's a whole 100%, that's a big bowl of negativity. I'm going to take out maybe a fourth of that bowl of negativity, take out a fourth of it, and drop in positive affirmations. Now, I'm not poo-pooing this. Again, if this works for you or has worked for you or is working for you, amen, brother and or sister, amen. I haven't been able to, I mean, let me say this. It sounds like a lot of work. That's a negative thought. Oh, and the other assignment was write down your negative thoughts. Oh, are you kidding me? I'd be writing forever. Write down, that was the other assignment. First was replace some of your thoughts, gradually replace the negative thoughts with some positive affirmation and thinking, and then write down all your negative thoughts. Are you kidding? I'd be writing from here until doomsday. Negative thoughts. Why would I want to do that? That doesn't sound like fun. That doesn't sound like anything I would want to do. It doesn't sound like anything I would want to experience, to sit and write down my negative thoughts. Are you kidding? That really threw me off. I was write down my negative thoughts. I don't like assignments anyway, unless the universe gives it to me. I'm writing down a negative, what? So, and then replace with affirmations. So it was eliminating or recognizing negative thoughts and replacing them with other thoughts. Listen, again, if this works for you and you have, and if you're, and if the outcome, and if the outcome is you are experiencing more peace, and if the outcome is you are vibrating happiness, peace, you're vibrating that, who the hell am I to say that doesn't work? I'm just sharing what works for me. I have not been able to eliminate, and I am not going to write down my negative thoughts. There are too many. Too many. But what I am going to do is know the difference. What I am going to do is recognize. What I am going to not do is be fooled by what I can do and what I can't do. And I'm not going to be frustrated and saying, well, God, it's been 3 years and I still have negative thoughts. No. Acceptance of all. Acceptance, even acceptance of the ego with the negative thinking is part of the practice. It's just to witness it. It's just like witnessing a television show or a movie or going to the theater. You're just witnessing. You're not involved. You're not part of the show. You're in the audience witnessing. Be in the audience witnessing these thoughts. And have fun with what you're witnessing, because I'm telling you right now, the creativity with the negativity, my ego is king. Can get so creative with the negativity. You know how many times I've thought about people that I love, oh, what if they died? I mean, come on. I have the same kind of thinking. But it's the practice of witnessing. It's the practice of knowing that this show isn't real. It's the practice of putting it on the stage and I'm in the audience. I'm not part of the show. I have nothing to do with what's on stage. I can watch it as entertainment, or I could resist it, or I could try to change it. I could buy a ticket to see a Broadway show, and I want the show to be different. I want it to have a different conclusion. I could try to change it. I'm in the audience observing. I'm in the audience witnessing the show, witnessing the drama, witnessing the negativity, witnessing it, but not ever identifying with it. That's the practice. That's my practice. The practice is starving the ego, meaning not giving it anything to hold on to, not giving it anything to dig into. The practice is just being aware and recognizing the difference between the ego-based thoughts and universal inspiration. You can feel universal inspiration. It feels like a shot of adrenaline and oxygen all throughout the body. You can feel that. It doesn't feel anything like the ego telling me how horrible life is, what I didn't do, what I haven't accomplished. You know, it feels totally different. And so the practice is recognizing, being aware enough, being self-aware enough, being conscious enough to recognize the difference between those ego-based thoughts and universal inspiration. You can feel the difference. You can feel it. If it's not bringing you peace, if it's not bringing you that vibration, if it's not bringing you this, the shoulders are down, you're relaxed, you're taking deep breaths, you're flowing through this life, you're accepting what hits what comes right in front of you on the path, acceptance, knowing, trusting that whatever is on that path that you're walking on, your path, whatever you come across, whatever crosses your path is there to serve you, regardless of how it feels, regardless of how you feel, regardless of what the ego says, oh, this shouldn't be happening. No, We are as different as our fingerprints. We are as different as our fingerprints. And your journey is not going to look like my journey. Your journey is not going to feel like my journey, but there are some things that are the truth. That's across the way. Across the way. It is across the board. And the truth is, gravity exists. You jump off a building, you're going to hit the ground. And the truth is, these thoughts are not who you are. I know the programming is to identify with them, but you are not your thoughts. You will never be your thoughts, regardless of what anyone says or tells you. It's not who you are. You don't need to feel peaceful to be at peace. So whatever you're going through, whatever I'm going through, that's just part of life. But you can feel underneath all of it, you're at peace because the struggle is not that something is happening that shouldn't be happening. There is no struggle. It's total acceptance of everything that comes across the path. Hold on, I have to get back into the studio. That happens when I'm not paying attention. Yep, back into the studio. Good. Your inner being knows the truth. You're not your ego. You're not your body. You're not your thoughts. You're a universal energy in a physical form. And 98% of and 100% of the time, we've all been programmed. What is the programming? When I say the programming, we've all been programmed to believe that, yeah, my thoughts. I just want to share before I get off the, I have a few people in the queue. If you want to speak with me live, just press the number one. Press the number one if you want to ask a question or speak to me live. Call-in number is area code 646-564-9619. Okay. Sometimes people just like to listen. When I say happiness is a practice skill, let me just share with you. It's like anything else. The more you commit to the practice, and it is daily, it is moment by moment, the better the results. So the question that you're going to ask yourself is, are you ready to prioritize peace, happiness over everything else? And your answer is going to determine how much you are going to experience during the journey. And so the first part of the practice is recognizing and gradually eliminating all those behaviors that have been proven to subtract from happiness. Some of the top 10 behaviors that have proven to subtract from happiness is being impatient. That subtracts from happiness. That subtracts from peace. How about this one? Noticing what someone else is doing. Noticing what other people are doing always subtracts from your happiness. Having attachments, attached to things, attached to people, attached to an outcome, all attachments subtract from happiness. How about this one? Believing words and or thoughts have power. Believing words or thoughts have power. Another thing that subtracts from happiness is lack of acceptance. A lack of acceptance of self. And usually when you can't accept anyone else, you go right to the mirror, which means that it's just an example of not being able to accept self. Worrying. all worry comes from lack of trust. The practice, and trust me, you did not pop out of the womb knowing how to worry. You were taught. Someone taught you how to worry. Thank you. All worrying is a lack of trust. So the practice is practice having more trust. The other thing that subtracts from happiness is comparing yourself to anyone else on the planet. The only person, and in fact, I wouldn't even compare myself to who I was yesterday. Comparison is just different. It's expansion. Yeah, I get it. I can compare myself. I can compare. Yeah, I got that. Okay, let me scratch that. I got that. Yes, I can compare myself to who I used to be. That's just more evidence that the practice works. Blaming someone or the circumstances for the reason why I feel a certain way. That, you know who's responsible for blaming the circumstances or someone else for how I feel? Thoughts. Those thoughts are going to tell me, boy, that's the reason why I'm feeling this way. It's because of them. It's because of him. It's because of her. It's because of this society. It's because of the community. It's because of other people. Blaming anything. I call it the blame game, and I've talked about that forever. The blame game. No, there's no blaming anything, even your feelings. The reason why there's no blaming. All blame subtracts from happiness. The reason why I'm feeling a certain way, or the reason why I'm feeling this, it's just because it's time. Just because it's time. Oh, but it's because I won the lottery. It's because, no. I'm here to tell you, it's a trap. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for believing those thoughts and those stories that'll tell you the reason why you're feeling a certain way is because something externally happened. And that's why. Don't fall for it. Oh, again, 5 most common regrets of the dying. I wish I hadn't pursued my dreams and aspirations. I wish I had pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. I wish I didn't work so hard. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. I wish I would have let myself be happier. When I say the 5 regrets of the dying, it's a very famous, you can Google it, it's a very famous study done by a hospice nurse. And she asked her patients who had days to live, weeks to live, months to live, what are your 5 biggest regrets? And the same five kept coming up over and over and over again. And I just read them to you. I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. I wish I didn't work so hard. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. And I wish I would have been happier. Well, that's the end of today's show. I want to thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality Radio is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. And now Reality Spirituality is live on video. Well, not yet. Visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. LinkedIn, my Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. You can find some YouTube videos on my YouTube channel. I'm working on that. It's still a work in progress. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And I wrote a chapter in a newly released book on Amazon. It's a bestseller now. It's called The Book I Read, and I was one of 25 or 30 authors sharing personal stories about which books have profoundly impacted and changed our lives. So The Book I Read is available on Amazon for $1.99. And my first book, my second book, the one I'm writing now, Program for Happiness, is going to be published sometime this year. Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're conscious energy, which is always evolving, always changing, always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Accept yourself in every moment, and remember you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, happiness specialist, global happiness specialist, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Remember, happiness is a practice skill, and I promise you, the more you practice, the more peace you will find, and your experience in every moment reflects on your practice and reflects on what you practice. Have a conscious week. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to be real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.